I've never eaten with you, but I ate some.
Uh-huh. I don't guess people fix it like that much anymore, do they?
No, we don't have time now.
Uh-huh. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl and you eat it with a spoon?
Soft cornbread.
You serve it in a bowl and you eat it with a spoon. It's made kind of like grits. You boil cornmeal.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I never seen nothing fit that way.
Well, have you heard people talk about mush or kush or cornbread?
Mush or kush.
Mush or...
Mush.
Mush, uh-huh.
Well, I couldn't call it that there, could you?
Well, have you heard people call it that?
Do I don't remember.
Uh-huh. Okay, fine.
They used to they call it kush, don't they?
Kush? Okay.
That's what they call it, kush.
Uh-huh. And that's the boiled cornmeal, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Call it kush, huh?
Do you eat it?
No, I've seen some kush.
Uh-huh. I think it's pretty good.
I reckon it would be to put some butter and sugar in it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that helps it a lot. It's not even good if you don't put anything on it. What do you call bread that's in loaves and it's made out of white flour? Just the ordinary kind of bread you buy in the grocery store.
Light bread.
Okay. What do you call a round pastry? It's about that big around and it has a hole in the middle. It's sweet.
And you call them donuts?
Yeah, okay. What do you call round flat cakes that are cooked on a grease skillet and they're eaten with syrup?
Batter cake.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Side of a hog.
Mm-hmm.
Meat.
It's
bacon?
Yeah, uh-huh. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head and I think the ears go in it?
Sour.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Middle of a cherry.
Of a cherry. You know, if you get a ripe cherry, and you bite down into it, it's got something in the middle. What do you call that thing?
That's a seed.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's in a peach?
Kiwi.
Okay. And now there are two kinds of peaches. In one kind, the meat sticks to the seed, and in the other kind, the meat comes loose. Now, what do you call those two kinds of peaches?
They call that some loose cliff seed.
Okay, and what about the other one?
I call it meat peach.
Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Well,
you know, just the peas that you eat in, beans rather, that you eat in the pods. You don't shell them. You might pick the ends off and...
Yeah, no matter. I call them snap beans.
Okay. And what do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you can eat?
We call them shallots, don't we?
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands? You know, you shuck it and then you put it in boiling water, and then when it's done, you pull it out and you just eat it, right?
Yeah. What
do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
You call them ground squirrel, don't you?
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
It's a polecat.
Okay. Does the polecat ever bother you?
No, it didn't really bother me much.